Welcome to the Association for Talent Development's podcast series. For more information about ATD, please visit our website at www.td.org. This podcast is sponsored by Boise State University. If you are looking for a master's degree or certificates to enhance your professional skills in instructional design, e-learning, needs assessment, or evaluation, visit Boise State University's Organizational Performance and Workplace Learning online graduate programs at opwl.boisestate.edu. To help you build your career, internships and job placement support are also available, so contact an academic advisor at 208-426-2489 and get started today in one of Boise State University's Organizational Performance and Workplace Learning online graduate programs. This is a feature article on page 42 of the December 2019 issue of TD Magazine, Convert Learning into Action, by Ian Townley and Jason Durkee. These proven techniques ensure learning application on the job. The worst-kept secret in training and development is that while talent development professionals work hard to design and deliver meaningful, effective training, employees often don't use what they've learned on the job. Over the years, many ideas have been suggested to solve the problem of learning application, such as human performance improvement, coaching, action learning, performance support, e-learning, mobile, social, 70-20-10, microlearning, the list goes on. We won't solve all the learning application problems in this space, but we'll present some practical suggestions to designing learning in a way that gets employees using it on the job. Why learning doesn't get used? Many executives, managers, and even TD practitioners often assume that if people learn something, they can easily apply it in the workplace. From there, it follows that if people don't apply learning, it's their own fault. Common rationalizations are that learners lack motivation, aren't conscientious, and maybe not smart enough to apply what they learned. However, research on hundreds of thousands of learners doesn't support any of those rationalizations. Neither does our experience, nor probably yours. The most common reason many individuals don't apply learning is because knowing something doesn't automatically lead to doing something. For example, have you ever made a New Year's resolution that you didn't stick to 100%? Most likely, yes. People often do not transfer New Year's resolutions or knowledge or an idea into actions, and because of that, TD professionals don't get the results they hope for. That's the same dynamic that prevents learners from enjoying success from learning, namely that they get good ideas or knowledge from learning that aren't translated into actions that lead to results. The way for TD professionals to achieve results from learning is to ensure that it gets used on the job. Application is so important that common evaluation models include investigation about application, and an entire discipline, learning transfer, focuses on it. Learning transfer is a complicated topic, but there are a few simple steps you can take to get started with it immediately. Identify learning transfer barriers, design plans that overcome those barriers, and manage change and evaluate continuously. Identify learning transfer barriers. Design a program for effective learning transfer by understanding the barriers that learners will face when trying to apply learning. Some barriers are psychological. Learners often have these thoughts on the job. I'd like to try, but I just can't do it. Oh well. This won't work in our company culture. That's great in theory, but I just don't have time. Some barriers are environmental, for example, lack of manager support, no opportunities to practice new skills, and insufficient feedback on how to adjust learning to specific situations. Fortunately, the barriers are somewhat predictable depending on the training content. Design plans that overcome barriers. Once you've identified barriers to application, designing a program to overcome them is surprisingly straightforward. You can match most learning transfer barriers to one of these solutions. Use reminders. A training program that deals with new product information, onboarding, or compliance is full of dense information jam-packed with specifics. In most cases, learners will forget the information quickly. To beat the forgetting curve, use spaced reminders to help learners shift crammed information into long-term memory. The reminders should be interactive and focused on application and should describe when and where to use the new technology. Involve managers. With low-frequency, high-impact skills such as delivering presentations, managing crises, and conducting performance reviews, the learning transfer barriers arise when there's a lack of opportunity to practice and adjust new skills in a safe environment. Design around such barriers. By creating tools that involve and support managers, giving job aids to participants, and observing advice to managers about how to schedule and give constructive feedback. Use action learning and coaching. For such topics as creative thinking, meeting facilitation, or empowerment, although participants need new knowledge and must master skills, the real barrier to application and results is mindset change. Until the learners feel that they want to use the learning and are confident trying, they won't transfer any of it into actions. Supporting mindset change is often the most difficult learning transfer challenge, but it can also be rewarding. The best way to do that is to integrate action learning into the training program by involving managers, assisting with application, providing coaching, and sharing best practices. Manage change and evaluate continuously. Even with a great design, you'll need change management and evaluation. Change management is beyond the scope of this article, but the critical point is to watch what learners are doing in real time. If application is good, celebrate it and share it with your stakeholders. If application seems weaker than expected, analyze the barriers and adjust your plan. For many TDA practitioners, evaluation is a mystic beast with magical numbers and multiple levels. In reality, if you build learning transfer into your program, evaluation is simply gathering the information about what the learners are doing on the job during the program. To show you how the three steps play out in real life, here are some examples. Note, company names have been changed to protect privacy. Case 1. New product training for salespeople. Harrison Pharmaceuticals released a revolutionary new cancer drug with the potential to change the entire health landscape. With the need to promote the drug in new and existing territories, it had to increase its sales staff and train on all aspects of the drug's efficacy. Because of industry regulations, the company designed a thorough blended learning program with all the information sales reps would need to explain about the drug to all the customers, from prescribing clinicians to pharmacists. It featured more than 100 hours of videos, including doctor interviews, 2,000 pages of text about in-depth trial results, and an intensive 3-day classroom training component. The training program should have been everything the new hires needed to know to message compliantly and effectively. Unfortunately, 3 months after completing the training program, many sales reps weren't competent in their territories and couldn't answer doctors' questions adequately. The problem was obvious. Learners needed to digest too much highly technical information. Less obvious, however, was how to solve the problem. Simplifying the information or reducing the quantity would have made the salespeople even less competent. What learners needed was help remembering, internalizing, and applying at the moment of need what they had learned. After dismal results from the first cohort, Harrison Pharma redesigned the program to focus on critical information and followed it up with repeated, intensive practice to help learners internalize it. The program used spaced reminders and quizzes to help the salespeople recall information and nudge it into their long-term memory. Finally, all the learners reported via a survey how they applied the training content in their territories, and HR shared those success stories with the other sales reps so they could emulate those successes. Case 2. Presentation training for project managers. Like many automobile manufacturers, Eastern Japan Auto is a huge company that ideally needs smooth collaboration between hundreds of people across organizational boundaries to make high quality of cars effectively. The complexity of creating automobiles in an organization of its size requires many departments and several layers of management. With so many moving pieces, the company found it increasingly difficult to stay agile in a competitive market. One initiative to overcome a lack of agility was to push reporting responsibility down to the local level. The effect of that decision was that executives were relying on frequent presentations from managers in the field to understand what was going on at the ground level. Unfortunately, many of the managers had weak presentation skills, so the company rolled out a presentation training course to all local managers to drive on-the-job performance with little work disruption. The participants submitted presentations they created and delivered for real meetings ahead of time. The company used the presentations to illustrate good and weaker examples in each group and as learning tools along with standard presentation essentials. Participants refined the submitted presentation step by step throughout a 2-day course to end up with an improved version that they could take away and use in their work. The company deemed the program a success in that everyone left the course with significantly improved presentation and persuasive delivery skills. Several months later, HR sent a survey to find out about application levels and what results the participants had achieved. Surprisingly, the participants reported much less application and worse results than the company had expected. Further investigation suggested the reasons were lack of opportunity for participants to practice the new skills and no constructive feedback to improve from their base camp level. Follow-up interviews with managers revealed that the participants were unable to adjust their presentation style to the specific needs of each situation and audience. Once it identified the transfer problems, Eastern Japan Auto updated the training program to involve managers and create opportunities for learners to use the new skills in a practice setting. The company provided check sheets and evaluation criteria to managers and coworkers to give meaningful feedback to learners during practice. In addition, it created job aids and check sheets to guide learners through adapting what they learned to their own specific situation. Case 3. Innovation Mindset for IT Engineers. NTC Systems is a mid-sized system integrator focused on small-scale IT projects. Although the company had a steady base of repeat customers, management feared it was being complacent and worried about its ability to innovate. To jumpstart innovation, executives sponsored a creative thinking initiative that became known as the NTC Innovation Bootcamp. The program included cutting-edge case studies from fast-growing ventures and rebirth initiatives from large traditional companies delivered using live and virtual guest speakers. The training programs also included TED Talks, design thinking concepts, well-known innovation theories, and idea generation tools. Learners loved the program and gave it a world-class Net Promoter Score of 83. Excited by the initial momentum, management followed up on learners 6 months later to see what they had achieved. Unfortunately, they hardly innovated as expected, so the company put the project on hold. After a one-year hiatus, a new chief strategy officer wanted to give the bootcamp another opportunity to succeed. However, to avoid the previous problems, she replaced cases with learners' real work, made creating specific monthly action plans for practice, holding manager-learner meetings, and getting buy-in from others a requirement for participants, and provided individual coaching in a forum for sharing best practices. In addition, all participants presented the results of their training application and their work to the CEO and all board members. While that may sound like a lot of extra work, by involving managers and integrating learning with real work issues, learning became a part of the workflow, meaning that participants could connect learning to solving real problems, a true win-win outcome. Application breakthrough. Deserved or not, training and development programs often have a reputation as a break from the grind of work, but are not seen as helpful when learners try to take skills back to work. The solution to breaking this perception is to ensure employees transfer or apply the learning on the job. To boost application, understand the transfer problems and design solution. Finally, if you involve managers and improve the work environment where appropriate, you will be well on your way to achieving fantastic results from learning. The proceeding has been excerpted from TD Magazine, a monthly publication of the Association for Talent Development. For more information, visit our website at www.td.org. TD's editor-in-chief is Vanessa St. Gerard. TD's managing editor is Joy Metcalf. Music by Incompetech.com. And I'm your host, Joy Metcalf.